When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to On Brand with Donnie Deutsch. I am Donnie Deutsch, and this is the podcast dedicated to a simple premise that everybody and everything today is a brand. Every athlete, every celebrity, every corporation, every product, every company, every movement. And we do two things on the show. We interview a big personality about their own personal brand. And this week on Thursday, we'll be dropping Alyssa Farah Griffin. She is the co-host of The View. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Got a lot to say. Former aide to Trump and has kind of seen the light a little bit, as they say. And she's got a lot to talk about. And today we do what we call our brands of the week. These are the brands that are shaping the zeitgeist, who's up, who's down, and who's neutral. So let's get right to it. First up, a big brand up for Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. I never would have thought I'd be doing this when he first came in there following Kevin McCarthy, of course, Republican. And he did not bow to the MAGA wing of the party, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, and he pushed forward working with Democrats, getting the aid package for Ukraine, for Israel, and for Taiwan, a $90 billion package, which is well needed, and it's the right thing for this country for a whole host of reasons. And maybe it's the beginning of a trend. Maybe it's where we're not living in this crazy tribal world. He went against the crazy right wing, and hopefully Democrats go against their crazy left wing, and we go somewhere in the middle. But a much-needed aid package and a moment in a profile of courage, a rare profile of courage, putting his job on the line. So Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, who knew? But a huge brand up to Mike Johnson and a huge brand up to a much-needed package and a brand up for Marjorie Taylor Greene, who came out and said such things as, instead of Johnson, she was thankful that Americans will get to see who this man is, meaning that seeing that he's a terrible man. And she came out and talked about how this is offensive and called this quote-unquote bullshit in here on the House floor. And look, this started with Matt Gaetz and a huge brand out to Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was the leader of responsible for getting rid of Kevin McCarthy, basically saying that if we don't like what you're doing, we're gonna oust you. And that is not a place to be for anybody in that position on either side. So once again, a huge brand down for Matt Gaetz, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene and the far right fringe that is just nothing but into destruction, nothing but getting in the way of things. Doesn't matter what it is. And by the way, traditionally an aid package to fight Russia in the Ukraine or an aid package to help Israel fight its enemies would be a no-brainer for Republicans. And suddenly that's an issue to fight against. They just want destruction. They don't want anything constructive. So there you go. Brand now for Trump, as we see him sit there, obviously a hush money trial. What this is exactly about, it's not about hush money. Somebody is allowed to pay off somebody to not go public with something. That's free enterprise. That's the world. That's the way it exists. What you're not allowed to do is when it basically gets into campaign financing rule. Basically, that money that he paid off was had something to do with the campaign. The election probably might have gone in another direction, and it was not reported, and that's why there was the hush money payments, and that's why it was done through Michael Cohen, my friend Michael Cohen, who will be testifying. Brand down as we see him sitting in court, and it's interesting. The poll numbers are starting to shift. Biden had been behind in just about every poll, and now it's kind of tied most places. And the interesting thing is we see the betting odds have Biden at a 54% advantage. It costs more money to bet on Biden to win than it does on Trump. And I always say follow the money. So it's going to be an interesting thing to see. And I also think for those who say that, oh, this trial helps Trump, it makes him look like the victim, it makes him look like the deep state after him, bullshit. Seeing a guy neutered, sitting there slumped over at a place he doesn't want to be, but has to be there. You know, Donald Trump has lived his entire life. I do what I want. I do it how I want. I do it when I want. I do what I want. And now he's sitting there being told what to do, when you could stand up, when to sit down, when to go to the bathroom. We're seeing the big, tough Donald Trump being very, very neutered. And I also think if he gets convicted, which he probably will, look, anything can happen. You need 12 jurors. But 25% of Republicans have said they will not vote for him if he's convicted. Now, that could change. But I think a convicted felon, I think that's a hard thing on your resume. And speaking of resume, it was interesting. Some of the Republicans, not the Republicans, I can't remember her name, but she's running the campaign to get Republicans to vote against Trump. They ran a fantastic ad showing that the things that Trump has been accused of, and also been found guilty of by a judge, or judge called it rape, assaulting a woman, the civil trial where he had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars for falsifying all kinds of records, that you couldn't get a job at a mall for these things. You wouldn't be able to get a job working as a security guard in a mall, yet he's still on the ballot for president. And yes, that's the law. He should be, and he should be allowed to, but it's ridiculous that this is where we are. Also, breakdown for Trump's donor base is shrinking. And another troubling sign for Republicans fundraising, Trump has 270,000 fewer unique donors than he had at the same stage in 2020. And I think that's an interesting sign. And I am also feeling something happen, that there is this Trump fatigue. There is this, there was always this Trump movement. The Trump movement, although obviously he's still got he still controls the party, he's still got the MAGA base, it doesn't feel like it has the same head of steam. So obviously it's a toss-up going into 2024, but I'm still nervous. I was very worried a month or two ago. I'm nervous, not as worried. It's still a toss-up. If I had a bet, I'd bet on Biden, and I might have not placed that bet a month ago, so feeling a little bit better about things. Here's something that's a little staggering about Republicans, brand down for Republicans. A jaw-dropping poll finds the Republicans trust Trump for information on Russia, Ukraine, more than twice as much as they trust journalists who are actually there. This is according to a CBS News YouGov poll revealed that a whopping 79% of Republicans trust what Trump tells them about the Ukraine-Russia conflict that far exceeds what the Pentagon or even journalists tell them. 60% of Republicans said they trusted the Pentagon for accurate info on Ukraine, while 50% trusted conservative media, and 79% trust Trump. Those are your Republicans. That's your Republican Party. Good news for Biden to brand up, and this has not been the case. Harvard poll of young voters finds Biden with wide lead over Trump. This was released last Thursday, shared with Politico, showing Biden pulling 50% support among young voters 30 years or younger, compared to Trump 37%. Now you would go, duh, that should be with young voters, a Democrat over Republican or Trump. But there had been a trend of young voters leaning more towards Trump, and this poll flies in the face of that, and that's good news for Biden, good news young people. Interesting thing, I give a brand down always for RFK Jr. because he's a conspiracy theorist, he's a dangerous guy. And the conventional wisdom had been he was going to be taking more votes away from Biden than Trump. Latest poll, interestingly enough, showed not necessarily the case. Which poll is this? An NBC News poll shows that the numbers tell a different story, that 15% of Trump supporters he takes away and 7% of Biden supporters in a head-to-head matchup switch to RFK. So basically 15% of the voters leave Trump, 7% leave Biden. So good news for Biden. Now that can change, but that's interesting. So we'll see that goes. Brand down for voter interest. An election interest in this hits a new low. According to the poll, 64% of registered voters say they have a high level of interest in November's election, registering either a 9 or a 10, and that's lower than what NBC News poll showed last vote at this time. Obviously, the world reason is neither side seems to be particularly excited about the candidate. We'll see where that goes. Brand up for volatile work hours, or brand down for volatile work hours. Working late, volatile hours may lead to depression, illness by 50, according to a new study. The research examined the work schedules and sleep patterns of more than 7,000 Americans interviewed over three decades from the ages of 22 through 50. Only one quarter of participants work exclusively traditional daytime hours. The remaining three quarters work a sample of American workers born in the 1960s work variable hours. Those with more volatile work schedules, including late hours and rotating shift, reported less sleep and a greater likelihood of poor health and depression at age 15 than those with more stable schedules and daytime hours. Not a surprise, but more and more people are not working a traditional 9-to-5, so we've got more depressed people. It is what it is, they say. This is amazing. Brand down for what I'm going to call 401k awareness. The average American does not know what a 401k is. A national survey of 2,000 Americans, evenly split by generation, revealed that 43% of Americans don't know what a 401k is, and over a third don't know what interest is in a financial context. This is a third of Americans. I don't even know what to do with this. Don't know what interest is. I don't mean interest in things. I mean financial interest, making money on your money or paying interest. Wow. I don't know where to go with that. That's kind of sobering. No surprise here. Brand now for commercial real estate. Foreclosures have spiked 117% over the past year. This is still obviously from COVID. The workplace, a lot of work jobs, people don't require to come in. A lot coming in 2, 3, 4 days a week. The 5-day week is probably done, and you're obviously seeing that. And there's no surprise there. Brand out for living in New York. Millions of New Yorkers may be planning to leave in a new Marist poll. 37% of New Yorkers, roughly 7 million people, said they plan to move away. The number was slightly more concentrated among Republicans, as 46% said that they plan to leave the state compared to just 29%. In 2022, New York's population plummeted by 101,000, the biggest drop in the nation that year. It's weather, cheaper living other places, and also tax. So this is continuing to happen. New York's got to figure things out because it's going to continue to shrink, and that's going to affect the housing market. That's going to affect the commercial real estate market. That's going to affect the job market. Brand up for Hyundai and brand down for X, formerly known as Twitter. Hyundai is the latest brand to pause advertising on X due to anti-Semitism. There are NBC News found that at least 150 paid premium subscriber X accounts and thousands of unpaid accounts have posted and amplified pro-Nazi content on X in recent months, often in apparent violation of X rules. Examples include praise of Nazi soldiers, sharing of Nazi symbols, and denials of the Holocaust. This is listen to this number. During one 7-day period in March, 7 of the most widely shared pro-Nazi posts on X secured 4.5 million views in total. So we live in an age where the number one social media site, or not the number one social site, but a huge site, X, still has major pro-Nazi things that get 4 and 5 million views. And the good news is that Hyundai has pulled their advertising from X in general. And look, X is not going to be a viable commercial vehicle. It's already gone down tremendously in value, as we know, if you have this kind of stuff on your platform. And it's that simple. So forget right and wrong, just from a commercial point of view, ain't going to last. Brand down for Colombia, the president, Nemet Shefik. We see the disgusting, vile protests going on there. And the fact that nothing's been done. And I said this on the air. Look, if you had these protesters out there and they were protesting against, and these are not just protesters, this is hate speech, you know, kill Zionists, you know, bring back October 7th, you know, burn Tel Aviv. If this was against blacks or gays or Hispanics or Asians or any other group except Jews, it would be shut down. It wouldn't be tolerated. And there is a double standard, and I've talked a lot about this on TV. I talked a lot about this on the show. We're seeing it at NYU. We're seeing it at Columbia. We're seeing it at Yale. We're seeing it at MIT. And it's just got to be shut down. The police have got to go in and know. You're not allowed to go in there and incite violence. There is no First Amendment for that. And there wouldn't be First Amendment if somebody showed up with white hoods on a campus and said, let's start lynching black people. And there wouldn't be if we said, let's start killing gay people. It would be shut down. It needs to be shut down, period. And once again, there's a double standard for Jews. And it's tragic. And I've talked a lot about this on the air. And I will continue to talk a lot about this on the show. Huge brand up for Caitlin Clark. Her deal with Nike worth 50 times what her NBA salary is. She's going to be making $28 million over the next, how many years is it? 5 years. Is it 5 years or 7 years or 8 years? A bunch of years, but she's making $28 million. And this is a seminal woman for women's sports, for WNBA. She is a once-in-a-generation athlete, as we've talked about on the show. Her Iowa Hawkeyes watching her and compete. It was the number one sport, a number one basketball broadcast over the last 5 years, more than any NBA, more than any NCAA men's tournament. It's a seminal moment for women's sports, and we love it. Brand down for or brand up for looking at your phone. Take a guess how many times a day people check their phones. 144 times a day. That's the average. So let's break that down. If there's 16 waking hours in a day, that means you're looking at your phone a little less than 10 times an hour or once every 6 minutes. Actually, that doesn't sound so crazy when I think about my life. That's insane. That's insane. That's where we are. It's almost at this point a tick. And finally, brand up for Axe Body Spray. They're using it. A British sheep farmer said he found a surprising solution for curbing the aggression of her ram's Axe Body Spray. She sprays the sheep, and they don't seem to fight as much. The rams don't fight as much. I don't mean the Los Angeles Rams. And finally, brand, I don't know, for Trump-Biden competitions. A poll resolves the question, do Americans think Trump or Biden would win in a hot dog eating contest? I can tell you where that's going to end up. Obviously, Trump. 58% think Trump would perform better. Only 13% back Biden. And that's one more reason to vote for Biden. He would lose in a hot dog eating contest to Trump. Those are our brands of the week. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and any place else. Tune into Alyssa Farah Griffin this Thursday for our big interview with her. And have a great, safe week. We'll see you next week on Brand.